Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Business and your customers.
Yes. Yes. Thank you all so much for being here. Framework and future is my focus today. Let's talk about the present because that's what's important. Yes, because you can't get a future without the present, and the future doesn't really exist. So there you go. That's where we're stuck at. So let's see. What do we do today? This is my problem, my thought process. What do we do today to completely secure the future? Write this down, Grace. But these are the things I'm working with, struggling with, have worked past, all the above. What do we do today to be competitive in the future? And then what does the future look like for the world, them, and us? How do I finance the future today? What tools do we use? To quicken the future today, what approaches do we use to convince people in the present to follow us to the future? And what do I do with the staff in the present and which of them will adapt to the future. That's one. Yeah.
Which of them will adapt
to? Yes. It's all of y'all ain't adaptable. And that's what I deal with all week, right? That's just this week. That's all in framework. It's in a framework. Because it's not enough just to build framework for the company, but there is no company. There's no such thing as a company. It's not a human. I know Republicans would love for you to think that your corporation is a human for tax purposes. I completely understand. But it's not a real thing. It's not a real thing. A company is just the people that are in it. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. Well, how do I prep us? The good thing is everybody here is open-minded. So that works. That don't mean you're adaptable. It just means you're open-minded. Man, it just means you're open-minded. So that works. You're none, for the most part, there's none resistant. There's a little pocket of resistance every now and then. But for the most part, there's none resistance. So that works too. That's a blessing. The biggest problem I have with staff is, how do I convince you to work your tail off without you thinking you're doing it because I said so? That's my 2021-2022 struggle. How do I get you to make 1,000 phone calls, read 1,000 lines of code without you thinking it's because I said so? Right. But you know what I'm saying? I can keep running around and say, well, you know, I don't get paid for that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm scheduled to get paid last, but you don't give a damn and you won't listen anyway. So I try to figure out, how do you build a framework around this? Which leads me to the most important part, the only part that exists, is your dreams. That's why I pay attention to your dreams, because let's face it, you probably shouldn't work hard anyway unless it's for your dreams. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. So my first thing I want to talk about, well, let's read those questions for me, Grace, and then repost them, because some people just logged in.
Okay. These are the things that Antonio is working and struggling with.
Well, not all. Some of them I've already passed up.
Oh, okay. Number one, what do we do today to be competitive in the future? What does the future look like for the world, them, and us? How do I finance the future today? What tools do we use to quicken the future today? What approaches do we use to convince people in the present to follow us to the future? And what do I do with the staff in the present, and which of them will adapt to the future?
There you go. Right? Adaptability. Some of you will be like, I'm very adaptable. And I say, okay, well, let's do that. Well, no. I want to adapt right here in my gift. That's not adaptable. that's saying, well, I'm positive to the people I like to be positive to, right? That's not adaptable.
Antonio?
Yes.
I like to share something,
mm-hmm,
that coincides with what you're saying right now.
Good.
Okay. Because I don't have the answers, but let me tell you something that happened yesterday. Okay. This happened to me yesterday. So, and I believe that this is not an accident that you're talking about this today, because this happened to me yesterday. Okay. All right. Some of you know that last Tuesday, I was in trouble with my wife. And by the grace of God, everything calmed down. I was ready to call 911 to come and get her, because she didn't recognize me, which made me a danger to her. And I could tell, and I didn't know what to do. God stepped in. Yay. Boom. A week later, it happened again. Okay. it happened the next day, Wednesday of this week. I was in tears. And you know why? Because I said, no, it happened a week ago. Then it happened again. And now it's happened the next day. What's going to happen tomorrow? Well, fortunately, she recognized who I was this time. And then it turned into tears of joy. Because then I was able to talk her down. I said, great. I said all that to say this. Yesterday, I'm talking to my niece and a good friend of mine, because when I moved from, well, when she moved into my house, all of the glass I used to sell, I said, you two take this glass and y'all do whatever you want with it. Whatever you sell it for, give me 50%. I'm not touching it no more. I'm not messing with it. I gave one stipulation. And it's about, I imagine it's about $30,000 worth of glass, okay, that I acquired over the years. I said, if you take a 50 piece of a $50 piece of glass and you sell it for $10, give me $5. If you sell it for $5, give me $2.50. And if you cheat me, God gonna get you. So I always, you know, threatening with God, okay? So I said, I ain't inventory to nothing. Those two is my niece and her, and my good friend of mine, they couldn't get together. And it's been 2 years, $30,000, maybe $40,000 worth of that. 2 years, they ain't sold a piece, right? And then my buddy said, the next time you come to visit your niece, call me, which means he wants me to now negotiate and have them to communicate. And I told him, the more I thought about that, the angrier I got. So I go talk to her yesterday and told her, oh, that's not going to happen. Y'all two can't do what y'all need to do. I said, I will get your son, tell him we're going to take 5 trips, 10 trips to storage, and I'll give you $25 for each trip, $250. I said, I bet you all that glass, I'll take care of it. I said, I'll take pictures of it, inventory it, and go out into the county and find some business guy out there. And in less than 30 days, I said, I'll have 20 grand in my pocket and I'll keep it for myself. I says, I ain't doing it, damn it. So I had that conversation with her. She got the message. I had a conversation with him. He got the message. And then I said this to Antonio. This goes with ATS. I said to her, I said, I'm on the breakthrough of some powerful stuff right now. And I says, and I'm looking for, I'm looking for business partners to go with me. I ain't trying to do it all myself. I can't do it all myself. And I says, and you are one of those folks I'm looking for. But let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to let you F up my money. Do you? And I didn't say F either. Okay. She heard me and he heard me and they got together. I don't even know what they talked about. But when I told her that I'm moving beyond this glass into something bigger and I'm looking for associates and I may have to get some employees, she went back and told her daughter because she caught it. She told her daughter what I said. Now check this out. Her daughter called me on the phone. Uncle Jerome, I said, yeah. She says, I know you doing stuff. Is there something I can, she's 14 years old, 14. Is there anything I can help you with? And boom, boom, boom. And I told her, I says, you know what? Thank you for calling. I says, I'm not ready right now, but I will be ready. Okay? Ba, 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 ba. And I says, and it'll probably be before the summer. And I says, and we'll sit down and talk. Is that okay? And she said, yeah. And then like a niece or nephew said, oh, by the way, one more thing, Uncle Jerome. And I said, what's that? She said, can you lend me $20? And I said, okay, no problem. I said, I don't have anything in my Cash App. I said, I got to go to my PayPal and put it in my Cash App. She said, Uncle Jerome, I got my own PayPal. I said, oh, excuse me? I said, send me your thing, blah, 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 like that. And I hung up the phone, right? And I got home, I sent you the $20. But here's what I did when I got home, Antonio. And this goes with what you're talking about right now. I wrote her an email and I sent her, I said, you asked me to be a part of my team and whatever. And I said, and you want to work for me and all that. I said, but here's the deal. I says, I don't mind you working for me. I says, but I want you to ultimately be able to work for yourself, because nobody's going to pay you what you're worth but you. I says, now here's what I want you to do. I says, I've got a website below from a friend of mine in Texas that I want you to go to, okay? And I says, and I want you to go through that website. I says, you will find out. It's got some fascinating stuff, but I don't want you to stop and do one thing. I want you to screen the entire website and have a way to take notes and put down those things there that you like in the links so you can go back to them later. That's what I want you to do, okay? I says, and when you've done that, I says, I want you to list them in priority, the ones you like to the ones that you don't. And then when you've done that, I says, I want you to give me a call and I want you to brief me on what you got from that website, okay? Tell me how you think it can help you now and in the future. And then I want you to answer me a question. Why did I send you to that website? That's what I did at 1 o'clock last night. And I fell asleep, and I haven't sent it to her yet. I'm gonna send it to her today. But you know what? Here's why I did that. Because I know, as I've learned from you, sir, that as I move forward, because you talk about your employees, I'm gonna have employees and I'm gonna have associates. I'm looking for associates, but some people are gonna have to be employees because they do have value. But when I said I'm not gonna let you F up my money, if you put an employee in the wrong position, they gonna F up your money, okay? If you got the associate there, that's somebody you ain't gotta keep watching. They take their portion, they run with it, they do what they gotta do, and you check on them later. That employee, you gotta keep spending time, spending time, which is okay, because they can get it done, but that takes up your time. And I want her to have the mindset going with me forward to be an associate, not an employee. So by the time she's ready to take off, Antonio, I learned that from you, brother. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I thought that would help out with the class.
It sure does. It sure does. You hit two or three of my points, and I was over here with my mic muted, talking to Grace with some stuff that didn't need to be said over here on the mic. You know what I'm saying? I give you a bunch of amens. No, genuinely. First off, congratulations. Y'all unmute your mic for him, please. Please. No, definitely a clap. It's two reasons you should. How many of you, who still has both your parents alive? All right, outstanding. That's outstanding. Now watch this, okay? So I want you, now, how often do you see your parents a year, Frida?
I see them about every week.
Every week.
Mm-hmm. About
good. No, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Tyrell, did I see you raise your hand too? How often do you see your parents every week? Or every year?
Probably about once a month or once every 2 months, I might see them.
Okay. So that's six times a year. All right. And how long would you say your parents have left on Earth? Realistically, I mean, I know you want to tell me 70 more years.
You know what I'm saying? He may not have much longer because he's already had like two major heart attacks, the front and the back of the real heart. Gotcha. Is both 50%.
So Tyrell doesn't have months and years with his father. Let's just say it's 5 years. Let's be nice. Let's just say 10 years left. Okay. Or, you know, 20. We can do 20 years. We do 20 years he's got. Grace was 20 times six.
120.
That's how many times he got left with his dad. He don't have 20 years. He got 120 times. You see what I just did there? Mm-hmm. It's a completely different scenario. Yeah, look at the body just had a revelation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have 20 years. You got 120 times. You know what I'm saying? You got 120 times. So that's a major clap for Jerome, because Jerome understands I can't give my time to everyone, because I ain't got that much time left. Warren Buffett, I was watching a documentary. I wish I could find it, but I can't. I was watching a documentary, and they wanted to do a movie about Warren Buffett, and he had them meet him at a certain time, and he told them, you got 15 minutes to ask me whatever question you want. He wasn't being rude. His was his explanation. No, he said, you got 30 minutes, and we're on the way to McDonald's. Like, it caught him on his lunch break. And real talk, and that's what he kept doing. And he said, because I have 1,343 days left on this earth. And I use each day to maximum effort. That blew my mind. I saw that documentary, it's like 8 years ago, but that blew my mind. So he ain't got that long now. And Deanna, tell him when you first start hanging around here, what I made you do.
I calculated, I determined when I wanted to die. And then from there, I calculated how many days I had from that day to the day I die.
I made it add the leap years too. You understand? The leap days too. And I said, look, this is how many days you got left on earth. So we can't be wasting no time. You know what I'm saying? Can't be wasting no time. So I've got a bunch of stuff, but Jerome skipped me to 4 and 5. So I'm going to go straight to 4 and 5 right now. I'm going to go straight to 4 and 5. This idea that we have of changing the world is valid. It is not a dream. It is not some far out stretch. It is realistic. And somebody has to do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? As for me, I'm done having faith because I don't need it. I've already started. And I already told God what's up. And I'm not going back and questioning wherever my feet shall tread. That's not arrogant. That is faithful. You understand?
Amen. Well,
I'm not counting on faith because I expect what is to be done. So my last question, read the last question I asked you right now and paste it again just for people who, because this is, I'm talking about framework, because I start building frameworks around y'all too. You'll see.
What do I do with the staff in the present and which of them will adapt to the future?
Jerome, he pushed me here. You know what I'm saying? He pushed me here. There's nothing wrong. I don't have a single problem with staff. I mean, if I did, I'd just let you go. But I am afraid some of y'all lost y'all hunger. There's a great philosopher, J. Cole. Not sure if y'all don't know hip hop, you don't get that what I just did. J. Cole has this song called 100 Mil. And it's a really good song. And what he's saying, Sister Book, is even though I'm rich now, I'm still as hungry like I was poor. I'm still doing the same things I did before I had a record deal. And J. Cole is solid. He's a solid person that everybody's like Keanu Reeves. Everybody loves Keanu Reeves. Everybody loves J. Cole. Solid, like Steph Curry. Everybody loves Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? Just solid all around. What happens when you lose your hunger? So how do you get it back? This isn't to say that y'all ain't doing well. This is just to say, where's the 4 in the morning reading a book you? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. And it has nothing to do with what I see. It has everything to do with I keep watching y'all get pulled by people you love and distracted. Amen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. It is true. I told the programming team this earlier this week. I'm telling y'all, if you're moving with massive action, people cannot stop you. And I'm not talking about like determination. I mean, if you want me to move your couch this weekend, I can't. This weekend, I'm working on my dreams really, really fast. I'm not available. I'm sorry. Oh, you're a bad cousin. I guess so, because I'm not available. It just is what it is. I told you one of the first things I said at the beginning of this year was, I need a lot of y'all to say no 95% of the time. It's like the first meeting. One house
leads to a lot of other pieces of furniture and then conflict and then conversations about the rest of family and on and on. Time you get home, you can't even think straight and you're upset and everything else.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Now, am I going to get $500 to move that couch? Now, wait a minute. That's not getting hasty. Oh, yeah.
Good point there for sure. But, and, you know, I just want you to think about that. I want you to stop being distracted by people not living their dreams. And that's the truth. The people who are saying, Frida, go to the store real quick. Why you ain't do this? They're not living their dreams. They're not living their dreams. That's why they're asking you to do something. Let me tell you something I realized a long time ago, and then I'm gonna get to these other ones. Please hear me. I said it a few years ago, I'm gonna say it now. If you are not moving quickly in your dreams, like I mean for real, hard in the paint, in your dreams, somebody like me will have you in their office all day doing work for their dreams.
And that is the honest to God damn truth. It's really why it's like if you don't have, what they say, if you don't have a goal, in life, you'll end up being the support for my goal in my life. And I know you need help because I'm watching you and you ain't doing it. So yep. Let me put you to work. That is a real true thing.
It is.
Seriously, because I used to be like, why do people call me? Or didn't say, mm-hmm. I'm coming.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, they voluntarily.
And then make you wait 3, 4, yep. 5 hours, like I don't have nothing else to do but wait around for you yep. to not even show the hell up.
Yep.
That's how I realized, oh yeah, it's you, because yep. they think you gonna be sitting. You always right there. You always right around. You always right on your way. Fuck yep. that. Excuse yeah. me.
No, you but, fine. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't like, give them 2 and 3 hours. You give them 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Not even Miss Booker. If you ain't outside, don't play with me. Because I got work to do.
That's
you
right.
You said 2:50. Right. It's 2:20. I'm already gone. Yep. What you mean? Gone. Already.
No, that's true.
They learn.
And it's always going to be the people that listen to me. I've been saying it all week. Frida, did I not tell y'all? I talked to you directly, Frida, when I did it. Did I not tell you these folk can't be distracting you like that? I did. So I'm not saying something. I'm not just making it. I've been watching. If you are not living in your dreams, hear me very well. It's only the people who love you the most that'll distract you by putting you in their dreams. It's never your enemies.
Now that's true.
It's never your colleagues. They're not close enough.
That's true.
It's your pastor, your mama.
Well, you know,
your spouse,
kids.
Well, kids. You know, I was thinking yesterday that you should do really like,
yep. It's always that first level, y'all. It's always. It's your kids. And it's your pastor do it to you too now. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Well, come help out in the church. And then now you stuck. You understand what I'm saying? You stuck. You putting TV screens on the wall and stuff and all the stuff like that. Just, I want you to live your dreams. That's why I keep showing y'all that massive, I ought to do it right now again. You got to dog it. I'm going to do it. Because I don't think, you're just not grasping.
I need a reminder.
Just not grasping the concept of what Grant Cardone keeps trying to tell y'all. It's super short, but I this is like the fifth time this year, Grace, I've showed this video, right? Like I'm never off track. I'm always saying the same thing. I'm always pushing some sort of agenda because winning is.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
When you do that and you're posting mm-hmm. these videos and you're using them, do you then make a, like, you know how you say, like, you give the credit or whatever, do you then let them know that that is what you're doing with their video?
Sometimes if I feel like it, but I always make sure that at least I'll say their name or I make sure you can see what it is. And then most of the time I even send a link in the chat, you know, and tell you how to just go, you know, here's the link so y'all can go back and look at it. I'm always okay. Deferring credit.
Does that stop the copyright? I know how you'd be like, sometimes you're going to get a copyright.
Oh, yeah. So from other creators, like Grant Cardone and stuff, it's typically not a copyright. It's just Sony and all that stuff like that. It does, but what'll happen is sometimes they hit you with a copyright, then you got to appeal it. And it could be 24 hours to a week before they get back with you and they release that video. So yeah.
Oh, so when you get the copyright, the only thing that's really happening is that they have not, they don't post the actual video or they'll
right.
post
it. Yeah, the copyright's bad enough. Yeah, they'll take it down. As a matter of fact, I'll show y'all how to get around that. As soon as I play this video, I'll send you what I use. You know, I'll send you. But now I typically use most original stuff too. I produce my own music or something like that, just for that very reason. But we'll get to it for sure. Don't let me forget. To just copy and paste my little stuff out there.
The problem, the first thing a person has to do to be successful is they must get attention. They do not teach you this in college, unfortunately. Most colleges do not teach the ability to grab attention. You have to get people's attention. We live in a very noisy world. Okay, if you're going out into the job market and you're looking for a job, do not think that you are competing with other people. You are not competing with other people. You are competing with noise. The noise of the world. So your number one competition in the marketplace when you leave college, if you ever choose to leave college, your number one competition, your biggest problem will be attention, getting attention. What is success? What is this thing called success? Success is the difference between my potential and my reality. So look, a lot of people think when they think success, they think somebody's talking about money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the achievement of the gap. I want to close the gap. I want to close the gap between my potential and what I'm experiencing. And that could be in my marriage, it could be with my children, it could be as a father, it could be as a role model, it could be as a businessman, it could be as a trainer, it could be as, what's my potential? If you've ever been dissatisfied with your life, where your life is, you don't know it, maybe you don't know it, but now you know it, it's because the gap isn't filled up. This is what drives people to continue on, to keep going, because they're looking to fulfill this gap. That's what should drive you, okay? You know the difference between the people that don't make money in this country and the people that do make? It's not their religion. It's not the color of their skin. It is not even their education. It's their readers. So folks, you gotta learn, all right? You have to learn things like this. There's four levels of action. You do these every day, okay? There's four levels of action. You know what no action is, right? That's that empty chair next to you. That's somebody not taking action, okay? Number two is retreat. You actually back up from something. You had a bad experience. Maybe you made an investment. It didn't work out. I'll never do that again. Maybe you saw your mom get foreclosed on. Third, which is the most dangerous, by the way, if you're taking notes. Number three is the most dangerous of all four, is normal levels of activity. Number four, which I believe is the only level of activity that you'd want to operate at, is massive amount of activity. Now, massive, for you to be at massive levels of activity, this is what you would have to do. You'd have to have new problems. The fourth one is exceptional. Here's your biggest challenges. You only have three challenges. It's not the economy. It's not politics. It's not money. The first biggest challenge you have is obscurity. I don't know you. If I don't know you, I cannot hire you. If I don't know you, I cannot buy your services. If I don't know you, I cannot fund your activities or your brainchild next business. You're gonna be the next billion-dollar guy? Dude, if I don't know you, I can't help you. You got a charity or something you wanna help. If I don't know you, it don't matter.
Man, that's like going to church right there or something, man. That's just really, really good. By the way, he is a billionaire, right? Let's break down. Thank you so much, Grace, for taking notes. He said, what success? Best definition I've ever heard, which is a bold statement because Earl Nightingale has one really good definition. Really good definition in The Stranger's Secret. He says, is the difference between my potential and my reality. What a really great observation that is. And then he goes on to say, Arshia, that so if a lot of people, you get frustrated and you feel sad, it's because the gap isn't filled up. That is 100% facts. Tony Robbins tells you that if the picture in your head doesn't match the picture in your reality, it automatically causes you frustration. Automatically. That's also scientifically or neurologically cognitive dissonance. There we go. All right. Cognitive dissonance. That's what that is. Then he says there's one problem you got. Attention. And we know this. I know this. You know it. That don't mean you're doing something about it. Then he starts breaking down these levels of action. And as I see it, then 1, 2, and 3, y'all, the whole ATS is in there, especially, I just did a whole class on fear yesterday. Like, I don't just randomly do classes. I'm looking at y'all and I'm going, yep, we're going to need to talk about this week, right, next week. I'm going to just randomly do it. That retreat, you've done, tried, you listened, you failed, and now you're like, I'm just going to keep listening until I get it right. I'm just going to, you know, it didn't work out for me. You understand what I'm saying? It didn't work out for me. Make him co-host. It didn't work out for me. So it's not going to work out anymore else. Yes, sir, please.
Yeah, check this out. This is Expo 2020. That's where we are.
Oh, wow. That looks nice. Nice. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's where he's at. That's where he's at. Which, by the way, yeah. Ibrahim, yeah, that looks real nice, man.
Yeah, and Antonio, like the whole thing, the whole like city's built up. It used to be sand here. I literally saw it with my own eyes, dude. It was literally just black. And within a few years, like they built a whole city. I'm blown away.
Massive action.
But then again, it's that energy. That if there's one thing, it's that energy. It's like the moment they declare a dream, that's it. For them, they have to make it happen or it's an insult.
God, you heard that man say it? The moment you declare some people, they have to make it happen or it's an insult. I have to see ATS through to the end. I have to. And it doesn't matter. For y'all, I was talking to Tippers last night and we were having a really good conversation. To y'all, you want to win. That's not my goal. My nature is winning, but I already think I'm a winner. So I don't have my end goal at winning when I embody winning. So I don't have to have it as my end goal. I have to see it through to the end. It can go in flames and I could be the biggest embarrassment of all time. As long as I saw it through to the end, I'll be just fine. I'm telling you who I am. I'm telling you who I am. You'll talk about me. I guess, Deanna, I have a whole other company started the next day. We'll be starting over. It'll be STA. It'll be the next day. It'll be a whole other company. It'll be like, let's try it again. All right, let's try it again. Genuinely, I have to see it through to the end. I don't know how not to. And if you've been with us as long as, you know, Phyllis, Susan, Jerome, Law, we've grown a lot. We really have. And we've outlasted some of your favorite people. Genuinely. We have genuinely outlasted. And it has, I mean, it's an innovation. We're very innovative, that's for sure. But it's that idea, Sister Booker, that we cannot stop. Ibrahim just said he saw that as sand. And now he's walking on stuff somebody said, I got to see it through to the end. A lot of y'all have retreated. You know who you are. If you have retreated in the last 180 days, but you just, Grace got her hand up first. It's the truth. Grace has retreeted.
Again, Antonio, as I Molly? Said, literally. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it
a sandlot. Look at this. It's a whole city now.
A whole city. Wow.
And the crazy thing is, millions of people in a pandemic, dude. Because people said it's not possible, but they said it's possible. They stuck by it.
That's crazy.
Like, they had the vaccinations, the PCR, everything. They made it sure that even in this situation, it's possible to do it. You know, they ensured it. Yeah. And it's so cool, man. So cool. It's like everybody here, PCR tested, vaccinated, and it's hundreds of thousands of people.
Incredible. That's a great testament. I heard Adrian say I wouldn't call
say
it.
Say hello to my wife, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, hey. How's it going? That's awesome. I heard agents say, well, I wouldn't call it that. I'm gonna call it that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would, because I don't use flowery words to justify not being on the road to riches. Remember, Les Brown is nicer than me. It ain't no people who ain't learned how. You are either poor or you are rich. There is no in between. And as of right now, as a result of this conversation, you could be poor, on the road to poverty. Switch right now, get on the road to riches, and you are already rich. Your harvest ain't caught up with you yet, but you are already rich. Because there's only two roads. No action, retreat, and that other one, that third one, ooh, that's a killer. It's killing y'all. Normal levels of action. Let me tell you why, because this is what we do, Tyrell. We do normal levels of action. And then we say things like, I got some work done today. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Because there is an Antonio out there running circles around you. And just by chance that you actually got some work done today and it was something Antonio didn't think of, you'll be like, that's mine now. So you really didn't get that done. You didn't get anything done. Massive.
Excuse me, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
In line with what you're saying about the normal level of action and all these things that retreat, things that you don't want people to go back to.
Yep.
We were that was within the infrastructure and everything that you were talking about yesterday.
Right. Yep.
Could you please enumerate on point number three? Because we got to point number two. It was the end of the class. And like, I never got point number three to keep people from retreating or going backwards. I need that, you know, to know
what
that.
Gotcha. I get you 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. What did you write down for number three yesterday? I know what it is, but what was the words?
Yesterday we had number two, identify the systematic culture that may keep them in the situation longer. And then you expounded upon that by saying, understanding that you or your customer need to build that labor force. Applications, right. I put in parentheses.
Yeah, create the labor force.
Are your labor. And then you say, you arrogant, not receiving new information? And then the class was over. And I was like, you know, I'm at number three, and I'm like waiting.
Got you. The label. So I'm my whole conversation has been in number three because I'm the first thing I did. I said, Jerome, skip it in number six. So I went right after the label for us. You get what I'm saying? I did. I went right after it. So let's bullet point this real quick, and then I'll back up. Labor force needs to have massive levels of action. As a CEO, I've realized, and this is what I was saying at the beginning, it's not just about putting framework on your customers. It's got to be on the labor force too. In the same way I'm walking, where do I want my customers to go? Is where do I want the staff to go? And then what I said at the beginning of the call was, you ain't gonna do nothing anyway if I just tell you. So I need to tie it into your dreams. This is all inside number three. Which then applies to you in this spirit of excellence. If you just do everything with the spirit of excellence, if you catch nothing else, if you do everything with the spirit of excellence, you don't have to figure anything out. The universe would just, it just owes you multiple blessings. Genuinely, there are people who don't know anything, who don't have a third grade reading level, but they do everything with excellence, and the law of compensation rewards them every time. If you don't believe that, then stop going to church. Just stop, because you're clearly not listening. Just get rid of your whole religion, because your whole religion is founded upon be good and get good. So you shouldn't go to your religion no more. You need to stop it. You just need to stop it. It is part of this universe. So in this labor force, I'm framework out there, and I'm talking about framework in. But I'm afraid, back what I was saying in the beginning, that you lost your fire. So what I've been doing here lately, all 2022, you see, it's all 2022, you see it. I've been building framework around people, key personnel, et cetera, to light your butt back on fire. I'm slick though. I got you. I'm slick though, Damali. So I say things like, oh, you know, all 2022, I'm just focused on giving. So I'm just making sure I'm giving. Yeah, I say things real slick like, this is what I'm doing. This is exactly what I'm doing here. I'm attempting to do this. I sent Deanna framework. What's she at? Deanna, what did I do to you? As I was on my way home, what did I send you? What did I do to you?
You sent me a video to study, and you said to take that video and take detailed notes because it's going to be our next Bible, and that it is a weakness of ours, and ATS needs it, and Antonio needs it too.
So I sent her two things. I sent her that video. I said, look, this is what we need. Now, I know how to fire up too. I was like, look, this is your brand. I can send it to you or somebody else. I know how to fire up. You know what I'm saying? She's real competitive. You know what I'm saying? I do this here. And then an hour later, I sent her an article I wrote on what?
The article that you sent me was on how to get a book published in 6 days.
Pay attention. This is framework.
Steps. I'm sorry. In, steps.
Inside. How to get book published in 10 days, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we've been published, blah, blah, blah. But what? Then I told her, I said, now hold on now. I didn't like the way you answered that. That was too quick. I said, wait a minute. I need some more. I need some. I got it. You're right. Okay, I got it. Okay. And then she gave me a good answer to Molly. I still wouldn't get enough. I said, wait a minute. This is very, very important to me. So I got it. Okay. Because Deanna, what, according to you?
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. What do you live for, according to you?
To help you.
Okay. Did y'all hear this? So I attacked her, right? I feel everything. I use that to my advantage. Now, wait a minute now. These two things. What did she say in the first one? And Antonio needs it. And then the second was, wait a minute. This is very important to me. I'm frameworking, because she don't want no company. She don't want no, but what she want to do is be responsible for more elevation for me. All right, then. Well, framework for you then, ma'am. Yeah. Okay. Jerome gets it. So let me tell you, because this is important. Because without that, she does normal levels of action. Rewind, press play. Without it, it's going to take 72 hours to get one thing done. When I know she can do 72 things in one day.
So is this concurrently mentoring and monitoring at the same time? Is
that absolutely. 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 Except for I don't micromanage. The only person I got to micromanage is Grace. She's the only one I got to micromanage because she likes it that way. And I can't stand micromanaging. But I've just learned that she likes it. So I go in and act like I like it. You know what I'm saying? She's the only, am I lying, Grace?
No, you're not lying.
Are you offended that you like to be micromanaged?
No.
Do you prefer to be micromanaged?
Yes.
Because Grace is like, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to mess up. This is what she likes.
And I won't do anything. If you don't, I know me. I'm not going to do it.
So I'm not being offensive. So I got a whole different frame around Grace. Grace, what I got you doing to me now?
Hourly reports.
I need to know what you're doing every hour. See, that's framework. I need to know what you're doing every hour. Does anybody? Oh, I told you I need Frida too. Frida out there slacking. Frida out there getting distracted. Okay, yeah, I need Frida's too. The Frida like to be micromanaged too on the cool. All right, they two peas to the pot. I don't have nobody else to the hourly reports, just them two. And they like it, the weird. Do you know how upset me and Susan would be to be sending hourly reports? Is it just, oh, right? You'd be so upset with that. It's so upset. First of all, it would take me 15 minutes to send an hourly report, which means I'm only working for 45 minutes. And the audacity of you, you know, all that stuff. But that's the framework that they like. So what I'm trying to tell you is I'm struggling with these things. And a lot of them I passed up though, right? I figured them out. But I'm not just treating people individually. I've taken it further.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I got to say this.
Come on.
You on the money, dog. You on the money. This goes back to Anthony too. Not only do you have to, you know, make the proper framework, you can't put the framework on Grace that belongs on Deanna.
Right. And
you can't put the framework of Deanna on Grace, because all you're gonna end up doing when it's all said and done is fixing, because the harvest ain't coming.
Right.
And then you got to fix what you messed up because you put the wrong framework on the wrong person.
Yep.
So it isn't just putting the framework. You got to make sure it coincides with who you are. And I got to go back to this again, because you punched us right in the face the other day. Some of y'all products are garbage.
Garbage.
So you putting the framework around garbage. It's got to start with that foundation and then move forward, knowing you, knowing your business, knowing where you, the people that are working for you and business associates are going. But I'm telling you right now, you got to look at every aspect of it. You can't take a piece out of that puzzle or out of that building block and expect it to stand.
Right.
All of that. You can't 100%. Wrong stuff. And that's why when you were talking about Grace, said she wants to be micromanaged. But you know what? Look at her harvest. Because I can testify to Grace's harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about you, Mr. Smith, but I can testify. She gets it. This morning, I said, Grace, did I send you a private message this morning?
Good.
Did you respond to my private message?
Yes, sir.
I ain't got to worry about it. It's a done deal. Hello. That's because the framework fits Grace, and she does it with excellence. And right. That's what matters. I'm going to shut up.
No, that's on point. That's on point.
So Antonio, is there some type of questionnaire for your customer that you get that you send out so that you can understand how they work and everything before you go that way? Because if you don't like to be micromanaged and then you do something else, you're gonna upset the customer because they don't to be micromanaged. So I'm trying to figure out how you do that.
So we have we call it digging deep around here. We call it digging deep. And what we like to do with everybody who comes in is have a phone call with them. I'm still old school like that. And then the whole first part of the phone call is a bunch of gibberish. It's just some programmatic gibberish just to get you to start confessing your sins and stuff, right? Well, we want all of it. Yeah, but 2 minutes in, we want you talking. You know, the first 2 minutes is all just fanning your flame, drop your walls. And then we want to spend 20 to 40 minutes on the phone with you, getting to know you. Grace, what's one of the questions you asked? Like, how do you introduce that little section?
On the digging deep? Oh, the first thing I do is ask you about yourself and or your business.
But you got this way.
Oh, yes. Okay. So if I'm talking to Jerome and I'm like, okay, question, Jerome, who is Jerome?
And that right there, that she, every time she do it, I go, well, let me put my headphones in. She's gonna be on the phone for a while. So who exactly is Tyrell? And then right there, and what happens is we ask a bunch of questions. It's like our version of an assessment. And it's a bunch of questions that are unique to you. The reason I got it that way is because I didn't want to ask certain questions. I've tried that before when I was doing a lot of coaching. I got questions from Lisa Nichols and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I ask some questions and they do well. They do very well. But my goal is to adapt this company to the next million customers that come through. So if I can have a million templates, then I believe by the time we are ready to, you know, do whatever, we got a million different scenarios, a million different solutions for each person. And I want to put people in these little boxes. Where I get that from, that's obviously psychological operations. Where did I learn it? Well, that's classified. You understand? that's that right there. So we just ask a bunch of questions. We don't have set questions. We have this. Pull it up real quick so you can see it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Is it like a Myers-Briggs test or what?
Well, it is. In a sense, it is, because I do have everybody around here trained on that. And I'm the architect, so that makes sense in the Myers-Briggs thing as well. But no, you're going to see it on a sales, you're going to see it on a little sales script, but it's not a sales script. It is this section. We all know, if I say step four, we all know what that means. Because we take this outside of everywhere. This is framework, y'all. Look at this here. All right, so we got some examples here, some digging deep questions. Just some examples. Tell me about you. Hey, take a screenshot. You might as well take a screenshot. Yeah, I'll take a screenshot. What drives you? What? So I'll explain to you where all these questions come from, because you know Grace ain't make them up. Yeah. I know you did. All right, I know you did. I remember how you got. Tell me about yourself and your business. Boom. But then, what are your three biggest pain points in life or business? What are the three things killing you right now that you need to eliminate? This is us attempting to see what you're running from. Sigmund Freud says humans do two things: run towards pleasure or from pain. That's it. It's only two things that carbon-based creatures do: towards pleasure, from pain. Then what drives you? And then watch this here. What are the two things you want to accomplish before you die? That's the pleasure. You get it? Number two is, what are you running from? Number four is, what are you running towards? And then who is, whatever your name is, are you, you're right, are you ready to get started today? Is there something stopping you? Blah, 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 blah. So this reacts. Those are seven questions. That's a 40-minute conversation. That's a 40-minute conversation. Even with the hardest of people, that's a real deal conversation. That's why we make sure people have time before we call them, because the sweet spot of our phone calls is 40 minutes. I train everybody that if you're not on the phone for 40 minutes, you're failing. That's not the ATS way. We want to be on the phone for 40 minutes, because that's the sweet spot. I've done sales. I've done cold calling long enough to know that if the call is like 10 minutes, you're not getting nowhere. Why? Because in 10 minutes, you can't unconfuse a prospect. And confused people say no 100% of the time. Yeah. You just...
Did you want me to pull up
the
PDF?
Yeah, that's cool. You can pull up the PDF too, so he can see it. Because he's a scientist. He's a pharmaceutical, so his brain works in linear thinking, like a programmer or something. And here it is right here. You see it in these steps. Is that the beginning?
Oh, I thought you wanted to
go. No, but let him see the you got to remember his brain. Yeah. So here's step one, and then go. I got it broken down in steps. There's step two. But I tell you, the first, we just try to impress you. Step three, then we nicely trying to tear down that wall. And then step four, we dig in deep. If you do not dig deep, you would lose the sale. The perfect call for ATS is between 20 to 60 minutes. This is what we do. I wrote this script in 2016. We've been using it ever since. It never needs to change.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Four gets you the second and third sale.
Yes.
Automatically get one. But if you want the second or third sale, you gotta go deep. I remember when I was a recruiter, and the guy was training me, saying if the person was fully qualified and they walked in your office, what would you do? I said, I asked them why they want to join. He said, no, you don't understand, Jerome. And I said, no, I would ask them why. He said, no. And he repeated it, but they fully qualified. And I said to him, we put them in the delayed enlistment program. If they don't stay in the program, we lose them.
Mm-hmm.
I sign them up without knowing why they want to be in the Army, and they decide not to go. I got to make that up. But if I know why, guess what? I can go back to them and say, excuse me, didn't you say that this was important? Didn't you say that was important? Didn't you say you're using their own? But if you don't go deep, you can't do that. Right. And you're stuck like Chuck, and you don't have anything. And then you got to make that one up plus the one you were scheduled for. That fourth takes you deep. And when you go deep, you get the second and third sale. That's so, so critical.
Right.
And you can't take it for granted. And if that person immediately wants what you have to offer and you get them off the phone and you thank them, you better follow up with them later on and ask them, how'd you like it? Blah, 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 blah. And then go deep. But you got to go deep, because guess what? You still want some more. They got some more money to give you, and you better get your money.
That's right. That's right. No, it's 100%. That's 100%. So let me,
Antonio, can I say something on that too?
Yeah. Go ahead, Danny.
Awesome. Hey, I just want to say, first of all, good morning, team. Good to be here again with y'all. But man, this is a fire topic. I love talking about stuff like this. And I don't know if you guys know or not. I can't remember if I included this in my introduction yesterday, but I come from insurance sales and, you know, life, specifically life and health insurance. And man, I have had so much to do with that. Digging deep, man, it's so important, especially in sales like insurance, because it's not like you have to qualify, you know, not anybody can just come buy your insurance. Like, this is the price for everybody and you can get it right now or you can't, you know, it's not like that, you know? So a lot of times, almost every sale, you know, like you said, dig deep, you know, and or go to sleep. And I had every single sale, people would, you know, they'd be reaching out to you like, I need this much life insurance. And then you meet with them twice to finalize the sale, three times. And you got to find out the why do they want life insurance? Not just because everybody needs it. Why does Jerome need it? Why does Antonio need it?
Yep.
You know, specifically like, and then they try to tell you, oh, you know, I thought about it and, you know, I think I'm just going to hold off for now and take care of this and that. We'll contact you. But Jerome, I understand that. But also, when we met the first time, what did you tell me is most important in your life? And he'll say, my family. Okay. Well, Jerome, this is protection for your family. Don't you want to put protection in place for your family? You say they're the most important thing to you. You know, that's not what you're showing me, you know, stuff like that. And that's why digging deep is so important, because you got to really understand, you got to learn your client. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn what they need, what they want, what they don't want, what they don't need.
100%.
The only way you can serve them, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's 100% right. That's the 5 years technique. Yeah, definitely. No, without a doubt, because Daniel was saying, I want you to say no to your dreams, not to me. Mm. You know, by the time you say no, you saying no to your dreams, your aspirations. It ain't to me.
Woo.
Instead, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm about to, if you see, I've got Jerome, important, support. That's his framework right now, because that's what he needs. Phil and Susan, legacy. Deanna, free will and reign to be whatever she want to be and change her mind 15,000 times. That's what she want to do. Law, glory, fame and glory. I'm doing it behind the law. Law is like, I am Thor, right? You know, fame and glory. That's it. With sugar, exposure. You know what I'm saying? And it's just everybody, what I'm doing, and I'm just passing it along. Damali, program.
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What the hell is the framework for a person like me?
See.
What are you in here doing?
Include me on that as well.
I would love to know. I left you out the story yesterday. I love the Lion King. I got Simba tattooed on my leg.
Nice.
So I said, well, I ain't going to stop him from saying, well, tell me that.
Wait a minute. Finish me before you skip me now.
Go on now. Get that right.
Listen, like I was saying, the Molly programming and stuff, right? That's, you know what I'm saying? She's about heritage. What you say, Phil?
Hey, what's Adrian's framework? It's right there in her name, to be understood.
To be understood. There you go. To be understood. Now, Adrian, if you asking me what my plans are for you, that's a different story. Now, that'll blow you away. That'll blow you away. I threw a little bait out there, but you didn't take it. You didn't take it.
Hey, I backed up so Damali could get her finished.
No, I'm talking about, I did it earlier this year. I told Grace, tell people I'm looking for some moderators. For some groups.
I didn't get that call. See, I didn't get that call. I must have missed that call.
My goal is to have you leading your own little small group around here. That's my goal for you.
Oh, God.
Because that's right up your alley.
Can I be honest? They found my cousin dead. Another one of my cousins dead yesterday. And the call that we had yesterday was so powerful that I had to literally hold these words all day, because to watch people that are already grieving grieve more, it's like, there's so much there. There's so much to do. And And I literally cried all night because I'm like, okay, God, I don't want to watch another person die.
Yeah.
Without doing what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm with the ATS. I listen, I hear.
Yeah.
And my cousins are there. Like, the word is there. I guess it's in me. It comes out of me. It exudes through me. But it's not getting to me. And I don't know what that's about, but I swear to God, if that's what you see, that's why I wanted to know. Because let's go.
Okay, I got it. Because I got a plan. It's called the Jethro approach. We know what I'm talking about.
Come on now.
Yeah, it's the Jethro approach. It's when something is so big that Moses can't handle it. So Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, said, I'll tell you what, why don't you divide yourself up a little bit? You understand? Divide yourself up a little bit and sectionalize the nation with strong leaders like yourself, with the same spirit. I'm real slick, y'all. I threw that bait out there. Nobody ain't taking it.
Amen. I hear you.
Yeah.
Jeffrey approach. I don't like that.
Yes.
But that's okay. So I'm glad I broke through and asked that question.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad because I was just gonna wait another 6 months and throw it back out there.
No.
Look, Sugar say she missed that call too.
Yeah, yes. That's what I said. I didn't get that call.
Sugar said she
would have been call. On that. Nah. Look, we be on the bureau Tuesday,
both, yeah.
Banking right, that somebody right. don't
her and Sugar are right for that position that I got in my head. Fourth framework. This is more for the CEO. You need four areas to focus on. You, your market, super fans, and your content problem. This is written in first person because I'm talking to me. Mm-hmm. No, please write that down. Like, steal that. This is your fourth framework because, you know, Anthony is like, I got my notes. I need the fourth one. Because now you got to work on you. In my case, I'm going to show y'all. I have a note that y'all don't know nothing about. It's long. It's too much. This is personal. This is my note, my to-do list. Y'all have heard my three questions before. You know what? I'll just go ahead and give them to you again. Maybe you will start using them or something. There you go. There are my three questions. I ask myself these three questions every day. All right. Tip has told me to trademark Mexit, so that's there. There's a bunch of links. But right here, after these links, this is just my to-do list is long, obviously. Okay. After my to-do list, this is basically the start. This is me reminding myself the middle class is the enemy. You are better than the middle. Fight for prosperity. And right here is the answer to number one that I just posted to y'all. Right there. When I focus on me and my framework, it is to become an idea. So I'm way over some of y'all heads. I do apologize. I'm talking about the idea of becoming unbreakable, uncorrectable, unquenchable. My essence needs to personify this idea of something. You understand what I'm saying? And in this case, Damali, my idea, well, can be summarized into four words. If you take the one word, put it together, everything is perfect. So three words. Everything is perfect. That's that framework. So now I'm saying, if I'm becoming an idea that everything is perfect, and then I walk in these areas and create perfection and chaos, And I then instill in others to be perfection in chaos. Here's my number one problem. It's written down on another note. Here's the morning meet notes right here. Here's the morning meet notes right here. Have Grace do this here, blah, 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 blah. And right where it's at, it says, where the hell are they is what it says. Or somewhere out here. I don't know where it's at right now. Can't find it. But one of these little things here say, where are they? Where's those people? Like, that's the number one problem. In this framework, in this fourth framework, now I've got to say, well, where the hell are those people? Where are more Anthony Lucases? Where do they hang out at on Facebook? Where do they hang out at on Instagram? Oh, here it is right here. I see it now. Right here. Where is that audience on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn? That's why it's at the very top. Start here, and it's at the very top, bolded. Where is that audience? How many of you know right now that you got something that everybody need that you can't find out who the hell need it? That is a difficult position. You know, you got, if they just buy it or read it, they'll change, but you don't know where they at. So in the fourth framework, I got it broken down to where I need to know me. And then I need to know my vibrational equivalent. It's me market. Do you see it? Me, in the case says you, right? Me, and then me market. Then in that market, I need the sister bookers. You understand? I like all y'all, but I need to, you know, you understand. I need top tier. I need top tier. And then there's always a content problem. I post 500 times a day, maybe, and that's still not enough. I post 500 times a day, it's still not enough. It's still not enough. So what are you posting? Because I'm still not reaching what I need to reach. And it has nothing to do with me, it has everything to do with the algorithms, right? But it is what it is. It is what it is. And then the last one that I'll cover for today, that was framework four, right? I told him I'd give him 4, 5, 6, and 7. Oh, I got off my note. I'm going to all these other notes. The last one that I'll do for today here. Oh, there it is right here. Okay. Framework five is creating, being very intentional. Actually, I'll give you two more. Be very intentional about creating super fans. Don't worry. Not only do I have a whole article out there on Mexit news about it, I just copied and pasted it right here. You didn't even got to write it down. Just copy, just steal it. Just steal it. Super fans. Framework five is creating superfans. I'm not even going to explain it for time's sake. You can read it. And I've already done a class over before. And you can go to Mexit News and go get it. Now, it's right there. You see it. Framework number six is being successful as an entrepreneur. I haven't said this in a long time, but it needs to come back out. The five things that I have found out, they're not written in books. Every time the universe broke my jaw, I learned something. There are five things you need to be successful in any industry as an entrepreneur. This is the holy grail of my understanding. Number one, you need attention. You just heard Grant Cardone tell you that. Your problem is truly obscurity. Your church is small, not because God is small. It's small because your church is obscure. No one knows what your church stands for or what goes on in it. After you understand that I got to get attention, then my number one problem that I'm trying to solve here is, where are the people who are going to follow you that match what you're selling? That's number two. Where's your congregation? None of this is written in the book. And I'm going to end with telling y'all why I sent that to Deanna. None of this is written into a book. It needs to be. Maybe it's in thinking, I mean, the Richest Man Trash Can. I probably put it in there. I have no idea. 611 pages. After you find out that congregation and where they are, now what you got to do is you got to be like Gary Vee, shut your mouth and pay attention to your comments and listen to your audience. Because number three is follow their attention. The reason why every time we put something out, y'all go, man, that was perfect. I know, because I've been eavesdropping on you. I've been sneaking on your videos and listening to you. I snuck on Unpopular Opinion last night.
It was good.
It was good. The show was. I snuck on there last night. I flew around and commented. I was like, damn it, I shouldn't have commented. Yeah, I shouldn't have commented. I snuck on there. Yeah, yeah. But she was talking so well. I was like, yeah, facts. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. Because see, I could sneak on because y'all own my page, so you can't tell what I'm on. Right. Yeah, you can't tell what I'm on. I'm on there all the time. There is no way that you think I ain't doing some quality control. Do it. No, I'm on that all the time. But what I'm really on there for is I want to see what Dolores is thinking and what news she gets excited about. And what things she gets excited about, that I'm following her attention so I can better serve her. I just told you, dig deep. That's the best way for me to dig deep is just eavesdrop on y'all. All I got to do is let you talk. Just let you talk. After you follow their attention, Dolores, if the next step is obvious. You jump in front of it. If you know what Antonio wants, you might as well jump in front. Hey, Antonio, how's it going, man? Hey, I heard through the grapevine you may have need for this. You know, if somebody go right now, Antonio, I built something, have something. I know where your whole, I know where 1.2 million people that match you, your content, and your audience. I know right now. I'm going to say how much. You skip the whole conversation and sales pitch. How much? You know, how much? So you're going to jump in front of that attention. And then number five, which I can't help you. I can help you with. It's close to sale. Y'all don't do that. I don't know why. Like, you got to ask for it. You genuinely have to ask for the sale. And I'm not just necessarily talking about money. The same way you had to ask to go out on a date, or ask your kids to stop acting crazy, that's closing the sale. You have to ask. You can't be my friend, want me to come to your church, but never actually ask me to come. At some point, you got to extend the invite. And I get that we don't want to because we don't want to push things on people, but Coca-Cola just showed you five commercials this morning. They don't care. As soon as you log off, you're going to see another commercial from Coca-Cola, all right? They don't care. They don't care. Facebook can't wait to distract you. So that's it. That's my sixth framework. Well, I don't remember. Yeah, sixth framework. That's what we got to do to be successful. That part I got down. Got that down for sure. But there's something sneaky I'm doing with it later. This is why I told Deanna. I sent Deanna this. Now, of course, the way I told her, this is the end. The way I told her was, I know how to talk to her to piss her off. I know exactly how to fire her up. Yeah, I know exactly how to fire her up. Right here. There you go. How to get a book deal in 2022, six steps to success. I'll put this out here. This isn't, maybe it is for some of y'all, maybe it is, right? But there's a reason why I sent this to Deanna. So here's the article. It's extremely detailed because extremely detailed. So like upfront, if you don't feel like reading, there it is right there, right? You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta do it. How to identify your genre, just, you know, stuff like this that I don't necessarily need in my case. Right, boom. But then this is what I need the honor to go pay attention to. Now I want y'all to, this is a very good article, How to Find a Literary Agent. And then you click this and then it opens up Tiffany Hawk, shout out to you. And she gives you dumb steps of how to find a literary agent, which Tippett's found one when I wrote, I had a really good one. I can't remember her name right now. Anyway, so here it is. Boom, six steps again. And then you go, right? She breaks it down in a great way. So now Deanna knows how to find a literary agent. Then now you got to come. This is how you got to submit your, we're talking about major publishing deal. This is how you got to submit your stuff. And then here's your query letter. You know, this do's and don'ts for a query letter. Don't be stupid. And then there should go again, how to write a query letter. Mm-hmm. You know, doggone well, since the book, I ain't writing it. It's too administrative. You know, I'm going to have Deanna write it. You understand? You already know this about me. Ain't no sense in me pretending. You would wish she had on my screen. There she go, Deanna, right there. Ain't no sense in me pretending. I'd be like, Deanna, go ahead and draft this up. You know what I'm saying? Or sit next to me while this is too boring for me. It's too boring. You understand what I'm saying? And then, right, you got to, great book. And then she breaks it down. Like, this article has like 150 links in it. You know what I'm saying? She breaks it down. Great. And then, of course, you know, publishing contract, this ends with that. Cool. Now, that's what I showed Deanna. Now, why? Because now I showed the mastermind this year. This is what we're in. I showed the mastermind this year. I've been, I know my older folk are going to appreciate this because it's dedication. I'm really good at writing. Well, I'm not really. I am really good at writing, but I'm not a natural writer like Ibrahim. I went to college twice, and my degree, bachelor's and master, is all writing. You know, it's all writing, and they beat me up. You know, they beat me up in writing, and then they made me a good writer. But since my degree is academic, and has a lot to do with history, I am a good fact writer, nonfiction. And opposing viewpoints, this, and that. What I did not do was world build, all sorts of stuff like that. So for the last 4 or 5 years, that's what I've been doing, world building, et cetera. And it's taken me 4 or 5 years just to learn how to write fiction books, because that's what I really want to do. Like, this goes back to point number one, Anthony, of today, when I was saying get that fire back under you. Sometimes, Dolores, you got to do stuff for you. I'm helping everybody else out, but I still got my own dreams. You feel what I'm saying? So I wrote a book series that I have every intention on becoming a movie. I wrote it to be adapted for a screenplay. Pay close attention. And I sent to do you remember what I told you yesterday when I called you? When I said, you know, I'd be humble.
Yes. You said, you know, I'd be humble. So you don't express your true feelings about something that you're working on. But when it comes to why you sent me that link, you said, this is personal.
Personal. And I said it's a whole lot better than what I'm letting you know it is. A whole lot better. So here is the book. Cities of Solaria.
Nice.
Yes. Cities of Solaria. And book one is called Burn Together. And yeah, anyway, and I know how the book one starts. I know how book four ends. I know it's just a 4-book series. Maybe I'll change my mind later, but I know it's just a 4-book series. You know what I'm saying? I know that. But I won't change my mind. I'm only showing you because I'm 50% done with the whole series. Like, not just book one, the whole series. I'm to the point where I can't even turn back no more. You understand what I'm saying? I'm only turning, you know what I'm saying? Can't turn back. But I'm putting framework around the understanding. Look, this is serious. You understand? This is serious. This is hilarious. It is about, well, Grace, since you read so well, let's just let you read it. That might help you out. There you go.
Oh, we about to helo jump. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, with a... I put something else.
About the helo jumping. Oh, I know what's going on.
The back of the book.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. This is a helo jump. That is true, though. That is what I did.
The end of the world is just the beginning. Menard Park Police Chief Aiden Jamar and ex-Special Forces troublemaker Ashton Ghost Jace have never liked one another, but when a young girl goes missing in Southeast Texas, Jamar hires Ghost to help find her. Their search ends after a night of devastating horror. When word reaches Menard that the nation has been hit by a coordinated electromagnetic pulse attack, Jamar and Ghost are forced to work together again, and neither of them like it. But they quickly realize they aren't just tracking a killer. They are tracking a madman. As the cities of Solaria descends into chaos, the good guys become the prey. Halfway across the country, Senator Monique Florence awakes to find the United Cities gone dark. Forced to set off on foot, she treks across a city that has woken to a new world. And as the night progresses, she learns the EMP attack was just the beginning.
There you go. So I'm going to change that from Texas. I don't have anything. It's not going to say Texas. If y'all can think of a name for a state, crazy name, I will, but I'll think of it later if y'all don't give me one. But that's it. Here's my conclusion. Here's my point with all that. Framework. But I plan on launching a whole totally, I'm a bust of Tempest. I'm launching a whole totally different career. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what? I'm bored. Let me just go do this thing that's impossible. That's what I'm gonna do. All right. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Sexist.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, so how do you do that? I gotta build the framework around myself, create all them super fans, because who's gonna be the first people to buy the book? Right? Like Jerome, just on support, you know, right? You do all that. And I don't know if I don't know what role Deanna wants to play. I just know it's a major role. You understand what I'm saying? And we're going to go get, you know, be the next Harry Potter or something, you know, stuff like that. And
so there you go. He's part of your framework.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much for saving me. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. Hopefully that's about six steps now you got. So I won't, next week we'll have framework in it, but it's going to be higher. Well, God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I got you for sure. The next week is going to be higher. Here's my suggestion to you. It's Friday. It means Friday for me means pass everybody up. That's what Friday for me means. Why? Because everybody else trying to wind down. Man, I need more of me in y'all.
When they turn down, we gonna turn up.
Friday, I'm trying to do Saturday and Sunday work on Friday. Every time I get to Friday, I get excited, not because it's Friday, because I get to have a 3-day advantage over you who's about to take 3 days off. This is how I think. This is genuinely how I think. So I challenge you to go from now into close of business and do something amazing. And I'm going to teach you how to do it. Four things. I want you to write down four major breathtaking, defining moments that if you got these four things, and listen, that's all for the next, let's say we're going to say, if you got these four things done in the next 60 days, it would fundamentally change your life forever. I want you to write those things down. Four things. It's like, I want you to say, I got four things. And if I could just do these things in 60 days, my life would change forever. Not, I didn't say goals. I said defining, breathtaking moments. Not goals, because the goals automatically be met if you do this. 60 days, you got four major tasks. Now guess what? I want you to do them all today. Yeah. Shrink your 60 days into Friday. I do that every day. That's what I do. You see, this is why ATS grows so fast. This is how I think. I'm extremely compulsive, highly competitive. I stretch you out 60 days. Now today, Dolores, you got four major tasks. Do them all today. And I promise you, if you take 52 Fridays and do that, next year, people will be paying you 52 times more money than they do right now. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
They certainly will be giving me my 52,000.
That's right. You
Stop. Can't dominate. You didn't give us a four.
Oh no, you got to come up with your own four. That ain't got.
Oh
yeah.
That's only one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like, dang it.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, I got my pen ready. Like, wait, 4 days, 6 days. He about to break it down. Oh, yeah. You talking about? We got.
I take one of my four is learn API. That's to make apps communicate with each other, which is life changing because I got a bunch of stuff built that I don't know how to make talk to each other, and I need to figure that out. So there you go. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. We love you. And we will see you all Monday for sure. And Monday, we got a very special offer for you from Ibrahim too. So be ready for that. And Phil says, love you more. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. Yeah, look good in your Mexican shirts. Y'all wear on Monday so we can see them. We can see them on the camera. Thank y'all so much. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself. to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.